The play is set in St Albans and features a local paranormal society's Christmas dinner in an allegedly haunted pub. The group booked their festive meal at the pub to witness the mysterious ghost of the Grey Lady, who only appears once a year at 9:35. The evening doesn't start well, as the group have missed out on their favourite table by the stairs, and rival paranormal group the Harpies from Harpenden are seated there instead. As the evening descends into chaos, the diverse and ill-matched members start to reveal themselves. Listen out for the uptight Tina, who's the club secretary, Daniel the dishy barman, Claire the non-believer has more interest in Daniel than the ghost, the practical Briny, Jason the tech supremo who builds ghost detecting machines, and Helen the long-suffering and outgoing chairperson. There's Peter the researcher, and Stevie who thinks he can summon ghosts through his music. And why are all the items going missing when Penelope is around? Not forgetting the Harpy's rival chairperson, Stuart Marks, who has written a successful book and has appeared on the most haunted TV programme. So without further ado, here is Festive Spirits.
Hello? Hello? Excuse me?
Hi, welcome to the Grey Lady Inn. Sorry for the wait, the Christmas trade has got us rushed off our feet. How can I help?
I booked a table for 8 p.m. this evening for the Paranormal Society. Was it you I spoke to on the phone?
Which Paranormal Society are you? We've got a couple of groups in tonight.
The St. Albans Paranormal and Other Outerworldly Creatures Society, or Spooks, as we're sometimes known.
Right, Spooks. Ah, yes, here you are on my list. A table for 9, is that right?
Yes, that's right. Let's check. Helen, Jason, Stevie, Cynthia, Penelope, Claire, Bryony, Peter... Wait, that's 8. Who have I forgotten? Me! Oh dear, I forgot to include myself, sorry!
Yes, right, so 9 of you. You're just tucked in the alcove round there.
Yes. Now, I wondered if I could talk to you about that. You see, I would normally have booked the table months ago, but unfortunately I had a bereavement. Yes, my ferret Marjorie died in July. Now, it rather threw me out of kilter. So, I didn't get round to booking until a lot later than usual. But you see, it is rather a thing for us to always sit in the same place at the big table opposite the stairway so that we can...
See her?
Yes! Have you ever seen her?
The 16th century Grey Lady ghost who haunts our staircase and appears on the 12th of December every year at 9:35 p.m.?
Yes!
The one whose neck is at a funny angle because she was killed as her carriage came below the low arch in the car park?
Yes!
The one who makes sure we are the last stop on the St. Albans ghost walk so everyone can stop for a drink here?
Yes, that's the one!
No.
Never?
Nope. I've never seen, heard, or felt anything, even remotely ghostly at all, in the 7 months I've worked here.
Well, perhaps it's because you've not been here for the annual apparition. So, do you suppose you could swap our table for us?
Sorry, no. The Harpenden Harpies Paranormal Group beat you to it and booked the big table in May last year.
May?
Yes. I'm sure they won't mind you popping round to the staircase when she's due to appear.
Well, let's hope so. I've not always found them very welcoming.
Well, perhaps it's the fame. He's been on Most Haunted. We've sold 5 copies of his book just this evening.
So, I said to Yvette Fielding, of course he won't see their legs. They're underground with the rest of the Roman stuff. You think she'd know that sort of thing by now?
Right. Do you want me to set up a tab for you at all at the bar?
No, thanks. I think it's easier when everyone just pays to their own, don't you?
Oh, right. Okay.
Ho,
say, Tina. Happy Christmas.
Ah, season's greetings, Jason.
Tina, do you mind if I take that chair at the end of the table? Then I can put all my bags and stuff down out of the way so no one should trip.
Yes, good idea. Did you bring all your equipment?
Most of it, especially the specialist stuff. I don't want to miss picking anything up when the Grey Lady appears.
Tina? Is this our table? It's miles from the staircase.
Oh, Helen, hi. Look, I'm so sorry. I booked far too late. I usually book in the summer, but with the death of Marjorie, time just ran away from me.
Tina, she was a ferret.
Hi, Stevie.
Hi, Tina. Happy Christmas.
I loved her.
Who?
Marjorie. My late ferret.
Oh, she did love her, Helen. She was her favourite ferret. Remember that time she brought her to the AGM?
Yes, of course I remember. Who forgets watching a rodent almost get hung by its sparkly lead because Jim thought it was the pull cord for the curtains?
She wasn't a rodent.
Tina, that's exactly what she was. And who puts a Diamante lead on a ferret?
I thought it was super cute.
It's a wonder she survived as long as she did. Especially after Cynthia almost sat on her when she was in that box.
She almost killed her.
She didn't actually sit on her, though.
With her lactose intolerance, just being downwind could have killed Marjorie.
I'd be careful saying that too loudly. Don't want the RSPCA investigating us.
It's this sort of stuff that I cannot cope with any longer. You'd need to be a saint to be chairperson with all these goings on.
We'll all be very sorry to see you go, Helen.
It won't be the same without you as chair. It's the end of an era.
I don't think you need to go quite that far.
Well, I will really miss you. Despite your views on ferrets, it won't feel the same being secretary for someone else.
Well, that's kind of you to say, but you'll all cope, I'm sure. I think you need someone with a bit more...
empathy?
Passion?
Connection?
Yes, well, as we clearly all agree, it's time for me to pass on the mantle. Now, if you'd excuse me, I'd better go to be pleasant and say hello to the Harpend and Harpies.
Oh, hello. You're already here. I don't like coming into a pub on my own.
Me neither, usually.
It doesn't normally bother me, but then I'm used to going to gigs.
Oh, yes, yes. You were telling me about your music last time, weren't you? How are you getting on?
Oh, great.
And you play with the band?
Well, not at the moment. I mean, I did, but, well, artistic differences, I guess. The lead guitarist just didn't have my vision, and the drummer was really rude to me.
Why?
He said I couldn't expect him to drag his drum kit out to an abandoned ruin in the middle of the night for my, and I quote, ridiculous ghost hunting games.
That is rude.
Oh, that's very unkind.
Bryony, I'm so sorry. I've completely forgotten what you do.
Oh, nothing important. Jason, what's that?
Oh, this. This is my latest creation. It's an ectoplasm detection system.
Isn't it an iPhone and a bit of garden hose, though?
Well, yeah, it's a prototype.
Gosh, do you make all your own equipment?
Well, at the moment, yes. It's a funds issue, you see.
Oh, right.
My equipment really helps me connect with the spirit world. Tina, I'm sorry to bug you, but how is my application for the EMF Geiger ionic detector going?
Yes. Well, perhaps we could talk about that later, Jason. I mean, I just don't know how the new chair will feel about releasing that amount of...
Perhaps I could run for chair.
Well, certainly an idea.
Right, I'll nip to the loo and start planning my campaign. Where are they?
Up the stairs. The stairs.
The Grey Lady stairs? Wow.
Happy Christmas, all! Isn't it great that Daniel's working tonight? You know, the dishy barman. He's my next-door neighbour's son, just finished uni. Hi, Daniel!
Hi, Claire. Merry Christmas. I see you've already been to the bar.
Oh, yes. Chin-chin!
Ah, Claire, my favourite customer. Is there anything else I can get you?
Oh, no thanks. Not yet. Maybe later.
Aren't you married?
What? Oh, yes. Kevin, he's at home looking after the kids. Oh, I passed Cynthia as I was coming over from the bar. She's just nipped to the ladies. Was that Helen heading to the bar? I might just go and help her with her drink.
Oh, Peter, hello, there you are.
Sorry, the traffic is a nightmare. I spilled the salt this morning, so I should have realised I'd have trouble getting here tonight.
Salt?
It's one of his superstitions.
Can you just throw some over your right shoulder?
It's the left shoulder, isn't it?
Well, you're here now. That's all that matters. Oh, Penelope!
Hello, sorry I'm late. I was cleansing my aura.
Wow.
Sweet.
Right, that's all of us. Shall we let them know so they can start bringing out the starters? We want to have finished our mains before 9:30 so we can see the ghost.
I don't think I ordered a starter.
Didn't you? Oh, I thought everyone had a starter.
I'm going the whole hog myself.
Right, hang on. I'll have to get the spreadsheet out.
I think I might go and get a wine.
Oh, I'll share the bottle with you.
Me too.
Red? White?
Can we get some glasses for the table?
The table?
I'll come to the bar with you, Bryony.
Oh no, where is that spreadsheet? I'm sure I put it in here.
Yeah, half a neck oil. Thanks, Pete. Thanks.
Helen, a bit of a Christmas spirit for you?
Why not? Another gin, thank you.
Right.
He's great, Pete.
You can never be sure with these researchers. Is he here to poke fun at us? Or...
Are you saying I shouldn't have let him in?
Not at all, Helen. You're the chair. We're the chair. It's your call. Until the end of the evening.
He's completely fine, Tina. A bit superstitious, perhaps. I've seen him knock on that wooden panel a few times.
But... perhaps he's checking for woodworm. I've got a machine for that too.
I'm sure Peter's conclusions will be well balanced and informed.
Why are you looking at my aura balloon like that?
What are you afraid he'll uncover, Tina?
I don't know. But he might be snide, poke fun at the spiritualists, you know. He can't see ghosts.
He's not the only one.
Don't worry, ladies. I'll help him find one with this Geiger phantoplasm reader.
I can't take any more. How is it only 8:45? It's ages until this ghost turns up. Or not. I'm going to the ladies.
Don't be long. The turkey's coming in 5 minutes.
I hate turkey. It's a shame the grey lady haunts here. I'd have preferred to go to the Italian on the hill.
You know, I don't need my EMF Geiger ionic detector to sense that she doesn't like me very much.
I think it might have something to do with this request you've put in for, let's see, £1,055 for a new sonic screener.
The sonic screener?
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's essential if we really want to record paranormal activity. They retail for nearly £3,000, but I'm pretty confident I can make one for £1,050.
£1,050, and the five?
That's for a co-op meal deal. It's going to take a day, at least.
I admire your passion, Jason. I just can't see this being approved. I mean, we don't have much in the kitty. And on top of your application for £4,000 for the EMF Geiger ionic detector...
What, the Harpend and Harpies haven't got one? It would put us ahead.
Well, that could be a deciding factor. Anything to get one up on that smarmy Harpy's chair. Look, he's even doing signed copies now.
And what's the name, sweetheart?
Claire, please. Thank you.
Tina, the results I've been getting from this prototype are extraordinary. I can detect actual ghosts at a range of, let's say, 8 metres.
Really? Because I must confess that I've never seen one in the flesh, if that's the right expression. Yes, I'd like a ghost of my very own.
Tina, seriously, I can get you one. Just look at the binder. The evidence speaks for itself. It's alphabetical. We start at A for apparitions and move down to O for orb. I mean, there's not actually something for every letter. Look under G for Gorhambury House.
But Jason...
It's awesome, isn't it?
But these are... They're drawings, aren't they?
No, pastels. You get a better sense of movement with pastels.
Nevertheless, they're not photographs and...
This one is. Here, the one-legged dog and his master outside the fighting cocks.
Oh. This is real, though, isn't it?
Well, that's my point.
No, I mean they're real. They're not dead. They aren't ghosts, they're alive. I've seen them, walking past a cathedral.
How do you know they're not dead?
Well...
That's your pill for, your side pocket, your neck oil. What was the last one?
Claire?
Oh, a small Pinot, please, Daniel.
Are you sure you don't want a large one, Claire? I've got that nice Zanato you like.
Oh, well, why not? Thank you, Daniel.
Will you put them on the tab, please? Spooks. Stevie, there's your side pocket.
The other lady said there wasn't to be a tab.
Oh, right.
Daniel, how's about another bottle of Bollinger for the Harpenden Harpies? When you have a second?
Another one? On the tap?
No, put it on my gold card. A good chairperson needs to keep the spirits up. You'll bring it to the table, won't you?
Ugh, I hate the Harpenden Harpies, especially their chairperson.
Is there some history I don't know about?
Poor Cynthia self-published a pamphlet, Paranormal St. Albans, A Celebration, and then that guy appeared on Most Haunted and got a 3-book deal. The bookshop wouldn't touch her pamphlet after that. I think it's got a lot to do with her health issues.
He's all show. Cheers!
Oh, wait, don't drink too much, just 1 centimetre.
Why?
You'll see. I'll drink 4... Put Jason's one there. It's a half. Got to get the pitch right. That'll be our G.
What the hell?
There's your Pinot, my darling. Right, where's the last bottle of Bollinger?
Thank you, Daniel. I really like your t-shirt. Oh, he's gone. Oh, well. Bottoms up, hey?
Sorry, Claire. I really need it for the cadence. Pass me that spoon.
What are you doing?
Hold my phone. Closer. It's for YouTube. Ready? And that's how you tune your ukulele.
That's where I've seen you before, playing in the marketplace.
Every week since the accordion man passed, ghosts love folk music. All those songs about dead farmers.
And you use music to summon ghosts?
On a superficial level, I guess you could say that.
And how's the rest of your music career going?
Well, at the moment, I'm using my gift as a means of expression for the spirits. I pick their vibes. I'm their mouthpiece.
Really? Did that glass thing just summon anything?
Oh, I don't know yet. Let's ask Jason to check.
You don't really believe in all that stuff, do you?
It's not stuff, it's tracking equipment.
That one he's showing Tina now looks like a photocopier with a megaphone gaffer taped to the end.
Oh, that's his prototype sonar blaster. He was telling me earlier. I know I'm only a newcomer, but I think he's really got something.
Yes, I think he probably has.
I'm going to vote for him.
To be chair. Well, shouldn't that be Penelope? She says she picks up vibrations.
Hello, Penelope.
Ah, it's Brian, isn't it? Welcome to our little group. I hope you're happy here.
Oh, thank you. I wasn't sure what to make of everyone at first with all that equipment, but they seem really nice.
They're wonderful.
That's a beautiful
caftan. Thank you. Would you like some glitter?
Glitter? Oh, for my eyes?
I've got all sorts of sparkly treats in my handbag. Sorry, would you just hold these for me while I...
But these are forks, aren't they?
I'm going to polish them. Here we are. I have cheek glitter too. There's a choice of colours, see?
Oh, yeah. Wow, there is, isn't there? All right, perhaps just the blue? Wait, aren't they the candlesticks from the table? Oh, you're putting it on for me. Right, just a little then.
You have lovely skin. I can tell a lot about a person through their skin. I sense a loss, Bryony. Distress.
Oh, actually, I think that might be your friend, Cynthia. I saw her go in that cubicle earlier, and she's still...
Oh, and I thought it was ectoplasm. Poor Cynthia. She shouldn't have ordered the deep-fried brie. She knows she can't tolerate it.
Cynthia, are you all right in there? It's almost 9 p.m.,
The ghost should be here soon.
You've lost someone. I can sense it.
Oh, well, actually, I have. My, partner, Jeff. But shouldn't we worry about Cynthia?
He was taken suddenly. You have an unresolved issue.
Golly, you're absolutely right. It was sudden. A crash.
You must be devastated.
Well, it was a terrible shock. There were things I wanted to ask him, important things, and now I can't get the answers.
I can try helping you, Bryony. I have the gift.
Really? Because there's some unfinished business. I would love to know where he hid...
But we can't do it here. It's too sterile.
Oh, I don't know.
And not tonight. I need to have an empty stomach.
Well, perhaps we could try later, after your food's gone down. I mean, no pressure, Pen, but perhaps a peppermint tea might help. I'm sorry to rush you, but I just really feel he's trying to get through tonight.
Well, perhaps it would be all right if I didn't eat too much.
Well, yeah, I mean, I could eat your dinner for you.
I am quite hungry.
Could we stop with the glitter now? We'd better get back for the main course. Is it all right to leave Cynthia, do you think?
Cynthia, the turkey's coming out. Come join us when you're ready.
Penelope, you're so kind sharing your gift like this. Have you ever considered being chair? I could second you.
Oh, I couldn't. Could I?
Of course. Just remember not to eat too much. You know, because of Jeff, I really feel he's coming.
You see, he signed it for me. You ought to get one too for your research.
Well, I might, but not in front of Cynthia.
So, I've got the turkeys here.
Hands up if you're expecting turkey, everyone. No, let me check the spreadsheet. We've got too many. Oh, dear.
We'll come back to those. Two nut roasts? One over here. Okay, that's great. Now, who's the tart?
Oh, cheeky.
No, who's having the goat's cheese tart?
Did he say ghost cheese tart?
Goat's cheese, you fool.
Oh, Daniel, the tart's for me.
Oh, I should have known you'd be the tart.
Cheeky.
Mine's a turkey, thanks.
Mine too. Careful, don't get gravy on my scanner.
No, Penelope, don't take the turkey. You asked for the nut roast, I got it here on the spreadsheet.
I didn't realise it would be a Friday. I can't eat nuts on Fridays. Too rich.
Yes, don't force feed Penelope.
Turkey, madam?
I don't want that. Look at it. It's dry enough to sandpaper the walls. Just give me the vegetables. And the bacon.
Perhaps you could give Penelope your turkey, Helen.
You've got a lot to learn. Look at these roast potatoes. They're an abomination. They're soggy. Tom Kerridge did the best roasties I've ever eaten at the Pub on the Park event.
I really do need some turkey.
So what should I do with this nut roast?
I'll have it. I don't mind.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I mean, I am allergic to nuts, but...
This is ridiculous.
Stop eating, everyone!
I can't anyway. I haven't got a fork.
No, neither have I.
Nor me. Daniel, we haven't got any forks.
Well, that's very strange,
Oh, they seem to be having a good time.
They're always like that.
They don't have any etiquette. I can't stand any of them.
I heard one of them wrote a book. I was going to visit the library to get a copy to further my research.
Yes, he thinks he's the next M.R. James.
It's supposed to be a bit of a joke.
Well, Patty Lipskin, their old treasurer, actually had the audacity to write a book about St. Albans ghosts. Can you believe it? They're the Harpenden Harpies, not the St. Albans spooks. Why didn't she write about their own Harpenden ghosts instead of poaching ours?
Perhaps they haven't got any. It's a smaller town.
Oh, they've got enough money in Harpenden. I'm sure they could buy one if they put their minds to it.
Well, they're certainly enjoying themselves.
Not surprised with all that champagne. But Helen, why don't you get us bubbly?
Why don't you try being chair?
Cynthia can't manage champagne. It wouldn't be...
What's that?
My alarm. It's almost 9:35.
Thank God for that. So close to the end.
Oh, yes, nearly 9:35.
What happens at 9:35 again?
The ghost! The ghost! The spirit of the Grey Lady is due to appear on the staircase at 9:35. That's why we're all here. 9:35!
Is it just the Grey Lady? Is there any chance my Jeff could come back too?
It's a very specific time, isn't it?
Oh, yes, I think so.
You think so? Well, let's see, shall we? Where's my sono electromagnetic infrared detector 300?
We can't with all that Harpenden and Harpies lot in front of the staircase. Tina, it's a shame you didn't get that big table.
I did try. I said I'm sorry. Now stop going on about it.
Hey, that thing just knocked my pint into my turkey.
That was going to be my turkey.
I'd do anything to see my Jeff again.
Oh, Jason, will you put that ridiculous machine down?
Do you want the ghost to come or don't you?
But it's not a real ghost, though, is it? Is it?
Please, Jeff, come back to me. I need to know where you...
No ghost is going to come. Deal with it.
Well, I've got my kazoo. Let's see.
Jeff, is that you? Jeff!
Goodness, Stevie, that was quite a musical show you created.
Shame it didn't summon the Grey Lady, though.
I thought she was virtually guaranteed to appear the way everyone was talking about her appearance. It's very disappointing.
That loud lady from the Harpenden Harpies said she saw her.
I'm not convinced. She's been drinking like a fish.
Bryony is sure she saw Jeff, but my machines didn't pick up anything.
Fancy another drink, anyone?
Yeah, why not? I'll come to the bar with you.
No, don't worry. Daniel's on his break. I'll wait for a bit and go up when he's back. And there's still some wine left in this bottle. Stevie, do you want some more wine?
Claire, do you know who you're going to vote for?
Well, I normally vote Labour, but I'm just not...
I actually meant for the chairperson.
Oh, I see. Sorry, I think this wine has gone to my head. Are you running for chair? I could vote for you.
Oh, well, I hadn't really thought about it. You'd do that for me?
Well, I mean, you sing with ghosts, you're young... Why not?
Maybe I should run.
So you see, me and that Harpenden chair were bidding on the same cottage in Redbourne. I had such a lovely spirit, Penelope. A young girl who wanted a mummy, just right for me and the ferrets. But no, he gazumped me with his Harpenden cash. So now he's in the haunted cottage and I live in Jersey Farm. Not a ghost to be seen.
Yes. Would you like a calming crystal, Tina? I have some in my bag. Here, hold these.
Aren't these the Christmas decorations from the table?
Oh, gosh. I don't know how they got in there.
Well, what I'd really like, Penelope, is for you to throw your hat into the chairperson's ring.
But, Tina, I haven't brought a hat.
Pardon? Oh, I see. No, I mean, would you consider becoming chairperson? I'd be happy to second you.
Chair? Me? Gosh.
Daniel, another side pocket when you have a second.
Okay.
The thing is, Pete, I think I could make a real difference as the chair.
Right.
Not to overstate it, but I think you'll agree, I am a visionary.
Well, you certainly are very artistic with those machine designs.
I prefer the term inventive.
Hmm.
Anyway, as chair, my equipment could really help further your research. So, what do you say? Can I count on your vote?
Jason, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm Steward Marks, chair of the Harpenden Harpies.
And author of Footsteps in the Hall, I've heard of you.
And I've heard of you.
Wait, what?
Yes, a young man with big ideas.
Oh, I've got big ideas, all right. I just don't have the money to put them into practice.
Well, now then, perhaps you and I could have a little chat.
It was just a bit of a shock, you know, to see him again.
Who?
Jeff! My Jeff!
Oh, yes, of course.
And you said you could see straight through him.
Weren't there candles on this table before?
Jeff, yes. He was sort of opaque.
Yeah, there were candles before. And where have the Christmas decorations gone? Is that Daniel clearing our table to get us out of here?
Oh, Daniel wouldn't do that.
Then why is our table empty? I bet the Harpenden Harpy's table is full.
Helen, Jason, there you are. Where have you been?
With the Harpenden Harpies.
Why?
Traitor!
Well, there's something I need to tell you all. Where is everyone?
Tina and Penelope are just coming down from the loo.
Oh, you both look so pretty with all that glitter on your faces.
Where's Peter? And is Cynthia still in the loo?
The boys are at the bar. I'll get them.
Stevie, could you please go and get Peter, Jason and Claire? If she's at the bar with Daniel, it'll be another half hour at least.
Sure.
This all sounds very serious, Helen. Are you going to tell us you're staying as chair?
God, no.
Sorry, the bar is heaving.
The Harpenden Harpies are ordering shots. Apparently they're celebrating.
Oh, they are unbearable.
It's a shame you think that, Tina, because...
She's right. I rarely have such strong opinions, but those Harpies are vile.
They're so brash.
They're really not the sort of people I'd usually spend time with.
And all that business with Cynthia's pamphlet. Poor Cynthia.
I think they enjoy the socials.
I think they're all right. They seem fun.
Yes, you would say that.
Well, I'm glad you think they're fun, Claire, because my last decision as chair may not be one you all agree with. But let me introduce you to Stuart Marks, chair of the newly amalgamated Harpenden Harpies and St Albans Spooks.
Hello there.
What
are you talking about?
Come on.
Helen, you can't do that, can you?
Don't we need to vote on it?
Tina, what's the protocol?
But Helen, this is an outrage.
Helen, I really don't think this is fair.
But just think of all the money, I mean power, we would have as a bigger group.
Yes, I must say I'm very excited. Come on, everyone, we're doing flaming sambucas. Helen, lead the way.
Yes, in a minute. I'm just going to the loo. Or at least I will when that stupid woman in that awful grey dress stops blocking the staircase. She's been loitering there for ages. Excuse me. Excuse me. Ah!
And an enormous thank you to our cast. Tina was played by Debbie Heath, Daniel by Reuben Bratz, Jason, James Hember, Helen, Katie Lewis, Bryony, Becky Alexander, Stevie, Neo Hember, Claire, Gemma Wren, Peter, Thomas Rudd, Penelope, Kate Mackay, and Stuart Marks were played by Lex Cameron. And an additional and special thanks to Lex Cameron, who wrote all the theme and incidental music. Special effects were supplied by Pixabay, and of course this would not have been possible without Catherine and Debbie, two amazing women. Thank you so much.